This is Lorene Gilbert, President, WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise Moment. Today's topic is 5 steps to retirement in 5 years. If you're getting close to retirement, here are 5 steps to consider. First of all, find out your number through doing financial planning. Everyone wants to know how much money they need for retirement. And yet that number is different for everyone based on 3 main factors. 1, longevity. How long will you live? 2, lifestyle. How much do you need to spend annually in today's dollars? And 3, risk tolerance. How comfortable are you with short-term volatility in order to benefit in the long run for retirement? Once you know your number, you need to close the gap between what assets you currently have and what assets you need. In 5 years, here are a few examples of maximizing your retirement assets. A husband and wife ages 50 years or older may each be able to put away $24,000 per year in a 401k retirement plan. In 5 years, you can contribute almost $250,000 without any earnings. If you own a business, you can potentially contribute hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. This strategy depends upon your age and salary, as well as your employees' ages and their salaries. For a business where the husband and wife are both on payroll and they are both in their 50s or 60s, they may be able to contribute a total of $300,000 to $400,000 per year as a couple. Number 3, take care of long-term health care needs. You can protect your assets from being depleted by long-term care costs through purchasing either a traditional long-term care policy or a hybrid policy that's based on life insurance or an annuity. 4, determine whether you're staying in your current home for retirement or if you're moving. Many people downsize at retirement, move to another state, or even move to another country. These strategies can definitely work as long as you have a plan for another place to call home. Finally, be smart with your Social Security decisions. Between ages 66 and 70, your Social Security will grow 8% per year if you wait to receive benefits. If you think you'll live into your 80s, it may make financial sense to defer Social Security benefits until age 70. This is Lorene Gilbert. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.